cut the tube. Now they're rolling. Wearing diamond ring. Wearing gift dealer. Woo! Wheeling dealer. Limousine light. Jet flying. Son of a gun. And I'm having a hard time holding these alligators down. Woo!
They call me Hot Rod. Everybody knows it. I don't have to say what I am, because I've done it. It's the difference between you and me. You talk about it, I do it.
You will know that your ass is mine, and that's the bottom line, because Stone sits up.
To the Eastside Dave and Son Wrestling Show.
Okay. Please, I know you're excited, but for crying out loud, try to contain yourself. Stanley Mack with the fantastic introduction. Thank you as always, Stan. And that's right, ladies and gentlemen, it's June 14th, 2020. It in fact is a brand new episode of the number one, the single greatest father-son wrestling podcast in the world. It's the Eastside Dave and Son Wrestling Show. My name is Eastside Dave McDonald. You know me as a radio legend, an internet legend, a media legend, and hell's bells, a wrestling legend. Father David's going to get in the ring one day in the future, and he will be victorious. But enough about me. My co-host of the program is one of the greatest I've ever seen. In fact, he's the best I've ever heard. His name is Stanley Mack.
And it's nice to know that the greatest wrestling match will be tonight.
That's right, Stanley. That's the way to plug it. Obviously, Stanley Mack referring to the Randy Orton Edge match, which will be later tonight, and they are deeming this the greatest wrestling match of all time. Is that what it is? No, the greatest wrestling match ever. This is very, very strange. You very rarely promote something, plug something, and call it the greatest match ever before it happens. Although we just said we're the greatest father-son wrestling podcast ever. So we're kind of hypocrites, I guess. But anyway, listen, I'm here sitting next to you, Stanley Mack. You look great. During this pandemic, the salons and the barbershops have shut down, and now you look like a little an oasis kind of member, like one of the Gallagher brothers. Maybe Noel Gallagher, maybe Liam Gallagher. Depends on how much trouble you make. If you're a troublemaker, I'm going to call you Liam Gallagher. Now, if you write a couple hit songs and you relatively keep it quiet, I'm going to call you Noel Gallagher. Understood?
Understood.
Okay.
So I have to be the one of them?
Your hair is getting so long. Your hair is almost looking as long as Edge's. And he's got very long hair. Okay, are you going for that type of style? Or is this, what are we doing here? I mean, look at these sideburns over there. My gosh.
I have sideburns?
Yes, you do. How old are you again? Just to let everyone in, to the entire audience of what's going on. How old are you?
11.
You're 11 years old. Okay. And you have sideburns like Elvis Presley over there. You got like Neil Young mutton chops over here. What are you going to be singing to me, Old Man, next?
Old man, look at my life. I'm a lot like you.
You know that song? You familiar with that? You probably not. You were like negative 40 years old when that song came out. So you have no idea what I'm talking about, do you? How about this one?
Keep on rocking in the free world.
Ba-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na What bands does Stanley like?
Favorite Rolling Stones.
Yeah. Rolling Stones?
Yeah.
That's number one?
Yeah.
Wow. What about number two?
The Beatles.
The Beatles! You're a British invasion type of guy, huh? Who's number three? Any Americans on this list or what?
Pearl Jam.
Pearl Jam. Good for you. They're American.
Number four.
Anybody from New Jersey on this list or what? Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Then Bruce.
Then Bruce. Okay. Had to kind of coerce that out of you. So your Mount Rushmore is Beatles, Stones, Pearl Jam, Bruce. That's your Mount Rushmore of rock bands?
Yeah.
It's a good Mount Rushmore. I support this. Give yourself 2 points. Give me 8 points.
How does that make sense?
Don't ever question the point system. Give yourself 1 point, actually, for questioning authority. It's good to do. But give me 12 more points. I'm beating you 20-3. Now, listen. We could sit here. We could chit-chat all day long. I mean, let's be honest. The Mac Boys. This is like what we do. But we have also a job to do. You see, people come to the East Side Dave and Son Wrestling Show because it's your number one preview show for all the big WWE pay-per-views and events and things like that. That's when we do this show. We do it before every pay-per-view for the WWE. Tonight, we're looking at Backlash. That hits 7 o'clock, hits the WWE Network, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard. All right, so we got 7 matches as of right now that are on the card. What do you say? Prediction and prognostication time?
Yeah.
All right, let's get right into it. I say we begin with the United States Championship, okay, where your WWE United States Champion Apollo Crews is taking on your former WWE United States Champion Andrade, obviously being accompanied to the ring by Zelina Vega. Stanley Mack, who do you like, Apollo Crews or Andrade?
They have been pushing Apollo Crews lately. I think he's walking out still your U.S. champ.
Okay. Whoa! Stanley Mack going with your champion, Apollo Crews, to retain the United States Championship. And guess what? Usually Stanley has peanut butter for brains. Not today. Today he's got jelly. Because I also agree with Apollo Crews retaining his WWE United States Championship. He just got the thing, for crying out loud. He's not going to lose it on his first title defense on a pay-per-view. I'm expecting this to be a good match, though. Two solid wrestlers right here. So let's put on a good show, and I think that they will. Now let's get to the Women's Tag Team Championship. In case you didn't know, or you forgot, Stanley, because, you know, usually you have peanut butter for a brain, Bayley and Sasha Banks are now your 2-time Women's Tag Team Champions. They won the belts recently. Very impressed with Bayley, who right now is a double champ. She is the SmackDown Women's Champion, but she is also, with Sasha, your WWE Women's Tag Team Champions. Phenomenal. This is going to be a triple threat match. Bayley and Sasha versus Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross versus the Iconics. Billy Kay and Peyton Royce. Stanley Mack.
Okay. Iconic. I'm going Iconics.
You're going Iconics?
Yeah.
What are you going to say? What do you think they'll say when they win their championship?
Iconic.
There it is. You are like a modern-day Rich Little. You're a better impersonator than Dana Carvey, and don't you forget it. Give us one more Iconic chant. Let's go.
Iconic.
I mean, you say that exactly the way a 26-year-old woman from Australia should say it. You're on the ball today. Give yourself 1 point. Give me 14 points. Next match. By the way, Iconics, I like your thinking. I don't see it happening. Bayley, Sasha Banks retain the Women's Tag Team Championships. That's the Dave Man's prediction. So that's our first time we're disagreeing today, Stanley. I'm going to be right on my prediction. You're going to be wrong. The next match is Jeff Hardy versus Sheamus. Now let's remember, this is just a straight up singles match. But recently, very, very recently, it appeared as though Jeff Hardy had gotten into a very bad car accident where he had hit Elias with his automobile. Hold on! Plot twist. Turns out Jeff was not driving his car. And though we don't know officially who was driving his automobile, Jeff Hardy said the suspect had red hair and a red beard. So it can only be down to two suspects, either Sheamus or Father David. East Side Dave McDonald, me, moi, right here. Now, for the record, and my lawyers will back this up, I was eating cheese that night. I was sitting in a baby pool eating cheese. So I couldn't have possibly hit Elias with my car. That rules me out. I believe Sheamus is your number one suspect. Stan, who do you like in this match, Jeff Hardy or Sheamus?
I think Jeff's going to win. And then the suspect comes out, Father David, and attacks Sheamus.
You're accusing me of continuing to be a suspect?
I'm going to attack Jeff after Jeff wins.
So you think that Jeff is going to beat Sheamus, and then I'm going to go out there and try to get Jeff? Is that what you... Okay. Do you know what this sound means? That means you're crazy. It means you're cuckoo. And not for Cocoa Puffs. You're just cuckoo in general. Nuts. Lunatic. Although, even though you're clearly mentally unbalanced, I am going to agree with you on this one. I think Jeff Hardy really is looking for that one last great run. I think it starts tonight when he defeats Sheamus right in the middle of the ring. So I, too, am going Jeff Hardy. Let's get on to the next match. Stanley Mackins. All right, Macko. Asuka, your WWE Raw Women's Champion, takes on Nia Jax. What are we thinking here, Stanley Mack?
I'm thinking Asuka.
Think Asuka?
Yeah, it's so weird, though, how, like, she had Hill and Kairi saying, I'll just wait Rusev Day now.
Seems like they are putting Asuka and Kairi Sane as baby faces, as good guys.
Yeah, but
Nia Jax is a bad guy. So, yeah, it seems like Asuka has turned baby face on us, even though we all thought she was... She and Kairi Sane were doing a great job as heels, but hey, there goes the business. And maybe the thought was, well, Becky is going to be leaving the WWE for a while, so we need another strong baby face. Maybe that's why they switched Asuka towards being a good person.
Maybe.
All right, so who do you like?
I'm going Asuka.
You are going Asuka. Me too. Boy, we're agreeing a lot. I think Asuka just got the championship. Sort of the same reason for Apollo Crews. Let's see what Asuka can do right now as your babyface champion. No reason to rush. And, you know, if Nia Jax can bring the heat, maybe have a nice little rivalry. You know, I think my one little criticism lately has been that they seem to be going through their rivalries and feuds a little quickly. Some of these things they can take their time with. I don't see any reason why you can't have multiple pay-per-view matches between the same performers.
Yeah, WWE usually hasn't had that.
And not for quite some time. And, you know, sometimes those are the best. Remember when Kevin Owens first came into the WWE, and I think he wrestled John Cena 3 straight pay-per-views. They were great matches. Remember?
Yeah.
Jeez Louise. Yeah. But I agree with you. I think Asuka wins. All right, Mac. Let's go to the next one. This is a weird match, but it could be entertaining. 2-on-1 handicap match for the WWE Universal Championship. We're talking about your Universal Champion Braun Strowman taking on the team of Miz and John Morrison. Miz and Morrison! Hey, hey! Ho, ho! Miz and Morrison! Hey, hey! Ho, ho! That was pretty good. Better. 6 points for you, 15 points for me.
And then 48 points for me.
What? That's not how the point system works. You're just throwing out random numbers. This is not some sort of bizarre, arbitrary process. This is a legitimate point system that I have invented myself, but it works. And in fact, because I invented it, I'm going to give myself 16 more points. Now, who do you like? Braun Strowman, your Universal Champion, or Miz and John Morrison? Who do you like here?
I'm going Braun Strowman, right?
Boy, oh boy, I want to disagree so bad because I don't want to agree on every match. I really don't. But how can I look at Miz and Morrison and say, I mean, first of all, so it's whoever gets the pin, I'm assuming? So if Morrison pins Strowman, Morrison's the
Miz
Universal Champion.
Break it up,
yeah, I mean, I don't see Miz allowing John Morrison to win the Universal Championship.
Or the other way.
Or the other way around. But I really don't see Miz allowing.
If you were on the apron when your opponent is pinned, would you break it up?
Yes. Yeah, I'd take off my boot and throw it at him in order to distract him. Because only I want to be champion.
And so, I would never tag in anybody.
No. You know, I agree with you. Let's just agree. I hate to do it, but we're going to have to agree again. Braun Strowman, he wins. He retains your WWE Universal Championship. Next match. This is for the WWE Championship itself. Your WWE Champion, Drew McIntyre versus Bobby Lashley. What do you think, Stanley?
Drew McIntyre.
Give me a reason why, please.
Because they can't give the title to Bobby Lashley.
And why not, please?
All right.
Uh-oh. I feel like Stanley's about to verbally unload on Bobby Lashley. All right, get right up to the microphone. Well, I want to hear this.
Lashley, I really hope you're not watching this.
Podcast. Okay. I don't think he is because it's a podcast and it's impossible to watch us.
No, listen.
Okay, listen.
Because you, I don't know why you get so much. I don't know why you get so many chances.
Oh boy. Here comes the controversy. Go ahead. This is all Stanley McDonald's words, not mine. In case Bobby Lashley needs to spear someone, please spear the 11-year-old. Not the dad in this equation. Thank you.
I mean, this matchup, like, McIntyre, in my opinion, was not good when he came. But then when he returned, he was great. Lastly, he wasn't good when he came, and he's still not.
That's it. You know what? That's a heck of a point. Their careers sort of parallel each other. McIntyre was in the WWE, 10, 11 years ago? Wasn't, you know, fully realizing all of his potential. So was Bobby Lashley. And they both had to leave. They both came back. McIntyre's now your WWE champion. We've been singing McIntyre's praises since he's returned in 2017. He has been awesome. And Bobby Lashley is still a little meh. He's just like this. Watch this. He's just like this. This is Bobby Lashley. Ready? So I agree with you that, did you say that who you thought is going to win?
Yeah, Drew McIntyre.
Me too. Drew McIntyre. This is incredible. We've never agreed this much on anything. Drew McIntyre, your WWE champion, retains the championship. Let's get to the final match, Stanley Mack. The one that they are calling, quote, the greatest wrestling match ever, Edge versus Orton.
Like, I don't think there's a reason to promote this right now.
Unless they're going for some sort of twist and swerve and we don't know about it. You know, I don't know. It's very strange. I would hope that they have something planned, some sort of twist for as a reason for why you're promoting something as the greatest wrestling match ever. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah, I have a feeling that this match will be a phenomenal match, but I have a feeling it will not be the greatest match ever.
It's hard to, I mean, come
how
on.
How many matches have there been?
Well, Undertaker, Shawn Michaels, WrestleMania 25. That's got to be up there. Steamboat, Savage, WrestleMania 3.
My favorite's Piper, Adrian Adonis.
Piper, Adrian Adonis, WrestleMania 3. Punk, Cena, Money in the Bank. Hogan, Andre, WrestleMania 3, Rock, Hogan, WrestleMania 2002, any of the Stone Cold Steve Austin Rock matches at WrestleMania, any of those three. I mean, we've had a tremendous amount of all-time matches. And now we're calling this the great. I'm thinking that there's going to be some kind of swerve. There's some sort of reason why they're calling it the greatest wrestling match ever before it happens. I'm telling you, there's going to be a real. What that reason is, I don't know. But who is your prediction, my son? Edge or Randy Orton?
Edge, and then I have something. I have a major twist.
Ooh, I'm
after Legends. Look into my eyes. What do you see?
A cult person.
What if CM Punk returns?
Oh my God! You are predicting CM Punk to return tonight? I thought we were just singing that Living Color song. That would be quite shocking. I love your prediction. I think you're wrong. Edge defeated Randy Orton at WrestleMania. I believe this is Randy Orton's time to get a little revenge on Mr. Edge. Okay? How come Edge never came up with a move like the Razor's Edge? Well, I guess Razor Ramon had it.
Well,
I'm just saying. Think about that for a second. All right, well, so we made all of our predictions. Yeah. You excited for Backlash tonight or what?
Yeah, it would have made sense for him, right?
Yeah. Now listen. You got anything else? Any last second impressions that we can do that you can do before we wrap it up here?
No.
No. You're just gonna flat out say no. You can't give me something. You can't give me a little Piper.
Oh, Adrian, the Dodger was the mania, but I'm gonna cut your hair.
Oh, I like that. I'm gonna cut your hair, says Roddy Piper to Adrian Dodge at WrestleMania 3. Well, that's fantastic. And listen, that's it. That's the end of the show, Stan. Would you like to say goodbye to all of our adoring fans, all 8 million of them?
Bye.
Straight to the point. Listen, tonight's Backlash should be entertaining. Hope everyone's happy and healthy and safe out there. For Stanley Mack, my name is Eastside Dave. You've been listening to the Eastside Dave and Son Resident Show. Good night, everybody!